الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم And we commanded the people of previous books and you that you should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word taqwa is very frequently used in Quran. If you recite the Holy Quran, on every second, third page, you can find the word taqwa. It's a very important word which we have to understand. So what are the meanings of taqwa? It means that to act upon the Sharia very carefully, remaining on the safe side, that is called taqwa. A very simple example from our life, that if we have to go to the airport at 7 o'clock, then we tell our family that I have to report at 7 o'clock, but to be on the safe side, I will reach there at 6:30. And if suppose we invite 20 people in our house, so we tell our family that although there will be 20 guests, but to be on the safe side, you should prepare food for the 30 people. So we do our jobs.
You're going to make it loud.
To make our job to be on the safe side. We don't want to take any risk. We are so intelligent. We are so genius in our worldly affairs. But we want to do everything 100%. And that's why we remain on the safe side. This word, to be on the safe side, in Quranic language is called taqwa. That we should act upon Sharia in such a way that we should always be on the safe side. Someone asked, Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he asked Ubay ibn Ka'b رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ that what do you say about taqwa? Then he said that Amir al-Mu'mineen, have you ever passed through some forest, a bushy place where there are thorns on the trees? He said, yes, I got the chance so many times. How did you pass from that passage? Then he replied that very carefully, so that my clothes may not be entangled in any thorn. He said, this is called taqwa, that we should spend our lifetime so carefully that we might not be involved in any sin. Someone asked Zannoon Misri Rahmatullah Alayh, that Hazrat, can you tell us what is taqwa? Then he explained it in another way. He said that if someone solidifies the wishes and ambitions of our heart and then presents it in front of the people, there should not be anything on which we should be ashamed. If this is the condition of your heart, it means that you are living a life of taqwa. One of our mashayikh, Hazrat Khaja Abdul Malik Siddiqui Rahmatullah Alayh, our grand sheikh, someone asked him that what is taqwa? He said that anything which can give a bad effect on the relationship which you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you leave that, it is called taqwa. And in hadith it has been explained that al-halalu bayyin wal-haramu bayyin, that all what is halal is very apparent, significant, and what is haram is also apparent. In between, you can find few things that can put you in doubt. If you leave those things which put you in doubt, it means that you are living a life of taqwa. So taqwa means to act upon the sharia while being on the safe side. There are so many benefits of taqwa. If we understand what are the benefits of taqwa, maybe every one of us will make intention that next onward I will lead a life of taqwa. Because normally we are benefit oriented people. In everything we see, is there any use of it, benefit of it? Yes. Taqwa has got so many benefits. At least I would like to tell 12 benefits which have been mentioned in Quran, Azim al-Shan. Subhanallah, the ruling from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything in which we cannot have any doubt at all, because these are the verses of Quran. So number one, what is the benefit of taqwa? A verse of Quran is, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ, that whoever will fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will act upon taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write off all of his sins. So whatever sins we have committed, if we spend our lifetime in taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write off all the sins. All sins will be forgiven. So this is the first benefit of taqwa. Then second one, وَيُعْزِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a huge reward on his good amal. Look at this. 1 ton of gold weighs 1 ton. And 1 ton of silver is 1 ton. And 1 ton of steel is 1 ton. And 1 ton of soil is 1 ton. Weight of all of them is same, but the price of all of them is totally different. You can have 1 ton of soil in just few rands, and steel maybe even few more rands. But silver, you have to spend much more. And gold, oh, we cannot even think of it, that we can get 1 ton of gold or not. Similarly, everyone comes in the masjid and makes his namaz, his prayer. But whatever we reward we get depends upon our taqwa and our khashiyat. A simple person like me and you, maybe get the reward of steel. But those who are awliya, they might get the reward of silver. And those who are kamilin, they will get the reward of gold. And some of us will be so forgetful, they will not be even given the price of the soil. So same amal, but the reward is different. So any person who will be muttaqi, then he will get huge reward on his amal. Subhanallah. Look at the people who are working in the farms, agriculture farms. They want that we should produce our vegetables in the off season. Why? Because we get double of the price. So we should also think that we should do our amal in such a way that we should get multiple reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that can be only possible by taqwa. وَيُعْزِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him huge reward on his amal. Then the third one is that by taqwa, we can get the wisdom, intuition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is called in the language of Quran, Furqan. Ya ayyul ladhina amanu, in tattaqullah, yaj'al lakum furqana. Or you who believe, if you will act upon taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you furqan, a criterion, so that you will be able to make a judgment in the right and wrong. For example, a person who is blind, he cannot make a difference in between the string and the snake. He has not got any eyesight. Similarly, if we do not have the wisdom from inside, we miss our namaz, we do not feel it. We are deprived from so many sunnah, we do not feel it. We commit a sin, we do not feel it. We do not feel any difference. Even we come to make our namaz and we go out, we don't feel any difference. Why? Because we do not have furqan in ourselves. If there was furqan, that could have given us the insight and we could have seen that what is the difference in between doing a good amal and not doing the good amal. So this furqan is given due to the taqwa. Then the fourth one is ikhraj min al-dhik. A person whose circumstances are such that he feels that I have been blocked. He cannot find any way out. He tries. His business is such a way that there is no progress at all. His family circumstances are like that, that his equation with the wife is not improving at all. And he feels that I have been bound. I have been trapped in the bad circumstances and he cannot find the way out. So if the person will be muttaqi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will show him the way from which he will go out from these bad circumstances. So that's why the verse of Quran is, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The person who will fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him the path to go out of the problem conditions. Every one of us loves to go out from the problem condition, but we do not know how we can see the path. That is taqwa, which guides us to go out of the problem conditions. And sometimes we feel that some of the jobs, they are very difficult. We try hard. We make a lot of attempts to do that job, but we cannot. Then, what is the way? That our assignments, jobs, should become easy for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should make it easy for us. Then the solution is taqwa. In Quran, Azim al-Shan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever will fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his work easy for him. Then, this fifth benefit of taqwa, that every one of us wants that we should have good sustenance, ample rizq, so that we should fulfill all of our needs. And we try hard every day. We go from our home to the business, today I am going to do some big deal. But we cannot. So how we can get such a rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The solution is that we should have a life of taqwa. Now listen Quran, Azim al-Shan. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ